In Indiana, lawmakers, hospital administrators, and parents are raising concerns over the way children on Medicaid receive mental health treatment. They say state policy creates a revolving door of children seeking care, which can be costly and dangerous. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports on what's being done to change that.
We will now proceed with testimony on Senate Bill 192.
Standing at the podium in the Senate chambers, Dr. Darla Henshaw spoke about the children she sees as a psychiatrist. One was a foster care teenager who was admitted into a facility on a Friday.
He continued to be aggressive. He punched walls, easily irritated into aggression.
By Sunday, the teen had started on new medication.
So on Monday, when we can reach the insurance companies, they stated they'd no longer cover his care because he wasn't saying that he wanted to kill himself, and he hadn't insulted anybody for 24 hours.
So the facility released him. This is the scenario that has sparked concern. A child or teen is admitted for a short-term stay at a mental health facility. After 3 days, including weekends, hospitals must ask Medicaid insurers to pay for additional days. And they say that's frequently denied. So the young patients are discharged if hospitals or parents won't cover the cost.
So the colors, as you notice throughout, like, and you can see down the hallway, every unit's a different color, and even the offices. It's not that dark, dingy, what everyone thinks mental health is, hospital. So
we're at Harsha Behavioral Center in Terre Haute, which has floor-to-ceiling windows and courtyards. That inviting atmosphere is exactly what CEO Rupam Harshavat intended.
There's so much dysfunction in their families that you can't even imagine where these children, they have been sexually abused at a very young age, or they have been physically abused.
Harshavat says over the last several years, Medicaid insurers have approved fewer additional days for these young patients.
When these kids are discharged prematurely, they come right back. And the readmission rates are very high because of that.
In Indiana, 4 companies provide health coverage for Medicaid patients via a contract with the state. The companies declined to make someone available for an interview.
The bottom line is, if these kids are not treated early, you can prevent addiction as adults. You can prevent them from becoming convicts or relying on government benefits for the rest of their lives.
In Evansville, Hospital Administrator Scott Branham says 3 days is often not enough time to assess, diagnose, and treat patients. He says at his clinic, Deaconess Cross Point, additional days are much more likely to be denied if patients are insured via Medicaid as opposed to commercial insurance.
We're using the same physicians, the same criteria, the same reviewers, the same medical record, but it's yielding much different results when we make that request for a few extra days.
Yet, Branham says nearly 90% of Medicaid patients are denied additional days. This figure includes adults and children. Only about 2% of commercially insured patients are denied additional days there. The Family and Social Services Administration says state-contracted Medicaid insurers already allow these young patients to exceed the 3-day minimum stay. The agency says the average length of stay in a mental health facility for someone under 18 is 6 days. Now, Indiana lawmakers are looking for solutions. One proposal would allow young Medicaid recipients to stay 5 business days at a mental health facility before insurers can request a review. The bill unanimously passed the Senate and has moved to the House. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.